With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
Can I be totally honest and say, I wasn't sure if we needed this film until I then watched it and went, we absolutely needed this film.
That's brilliant to hear.
Good, yeah.
Delighted.
I can understand that skepticism before watching it. Because I thought, when I was told about the script before I read it, I was like, well, why are they doing this? We all saw it.
Yeah. Unless you're going to do an alternative history where somehow it ends differently.
But that's the thing, I suppose, is that it is such a hot button, even 23 years on, it's still so big for so many people. But what I loved about this film is the fact that we got both sides, that no matter what side you were on, you felt served. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's. I'm glad you say that, because that was, I think that was important to me. Certainly when I first read it, I mean, they accommodated a few script tweaks, because I felt it was just a bit too 60, I'd say, to my mind. Because I was playing Mick, I wanted to be, for the purposes of the film, be Team Mick, because I'm playing Mick, and let Aina be Team Roy. And I wanted to redress it a bit and just give a bit more meat on the bone, for, because I felt when I read it, I thought, well, I'm on Roy's side, and I don't want to feel that. I want to feel like I'm a bit more conflicted.
Yeah, that makes sense.
It was a nice process, because we had actually good time to do some script rehearsals. And because it's a classic head-to-head in some ways, I think we both got to go, well, this is what I think of the situation and what my POV is as the character, and this is yours. And then you can create the drama. And it was all there in Paul's script, but yeah, we did some kind of adjustments to find that
And someone said before about discussing it after the film's over, about the virtues or vices of both sides, or which side you were on. And we don't, you know, some people said, oh, I changed my mind after watching the film. Some people said, I almost changed my mind. And
that's what we said. I am now even harder than I was before.
Some people double down.
But people double down. But the thing is, I think it's fine. It's fine. As long as, what's great is that people have that discussion is alive, because I don't think it's ever become not relevant, because it taps into so many other things about what it is to be Irish, or how you conduct yourself, or what your attitude should be to other things in life, not just a football competition. It's a conversation that you can never resolve, really, but it's an important one to have.
And that's kind of what I was getting at the start, was that I thought the conversation had been had until I saw you guys portray it in this way. And what I loved about it in so many ways was that, as you said, it brought the conversation back up. But this time, I think, with fresh understanding, whether or not, you know, a fiction based on fact movie is happening, like, it's not, you know, it's not word for word, literally, we know what happened. But the fact that you guys have portrayed it in this way allows us as the viewing public to just have that conversation again. And I think it's brilliant. And Aina, did you approach Kino's camp or Roy himself pre this, or were you happy just to take what we see of Roy on the pitch and off the pitch these days?
I took what was at my sort of what was in the public domain, because I think there was so much that he has said about this. Like, it was like live streamed in a way, because he gave a couple of interviews, two very famous ones during the, you know, before the newspaper interviews. He gave two televised ones, you know, and one during and one after. And I think his POV was very, very clear because he was quite vocal throughout it. So I felt it, to simplify your job, you are really just playing the way that person saw that situation. You're playing it very subjectively and very strongly in that way. And so I kind of felt like I had all that ammo. And then, you know, of course, there was loads to watch and listen to outside of the event to kind of, you know, build the character. But I felt nicely freed by the fact that this was a story about Saipan and what happened on this island far from home, as opposed to a biopic
of Roy. Yeah.
Yeah. I did talk to Mick on Zoom. But weirdly, as Aina says, that Mick was more reticent.
About the whole thing.
Edited himself a bit more, was trying to be managerial rather than shooting from the hip, and therefore harder to get an angle on what he was thinking or feeling, whereas Roy is more just effusive, and was at the time, and is. So that was quite useful to me.
And wonderful casting, Steve, of you in general, but also an Irish man with an English accent, if I can call you that, if you know what I mean, like that, you know, second generation Irish, like, and there's got to be some kind of connection there between you and Nick.
Definitely, I felt like because I've had this, you know, grown up as English but also Irish, being that spend all my summers in Ireland and being aware of being Irish, but keeping. Feeling English, but also being told to keep the English establishment at arm's length because of where I was from. It's like, being aware of that meant you sort of like you're sort of part of the country you're born in, and I sometimes feel British, but also there's a little bit of just being having a healthy distance from.
Gotcha.
The establishment.
Mm-hmm. And can I just say,
which look, I identify with, and I think, and certainly that dual identity thing is something I think Mick, and it's a strange one because sometimes it's useful to sort of crow about your Irishness, and there's circumstances and places where it's not, and it's incendiary.
Yeah.
So. Well, certainly in the past, you know, it was very much a double-edged sword, depending on the company you were keeping.
Yeah.
Listen, I need to wrap up. Can I just tell you, Steve, this is such a full circle moment for me, because when I got my job in radio 23 years ago, it was 2002, and I was sent out as a part of a trial with a microphone to interview people about Saipan, which had just happened as kind of a trial. And then my next kind of chemistry test was with my co-host, who's moved on since, but we worked together for 21 years, best mates, still are today. His name was Dermot. We bonded over an Alan Partridge impersonation. So this whole thing to me, my whole career is based on Saipan and Alan Partridge, and here we all are. This is amazing.
Well, do I say thank you?
Well, I say thank you because you got me this job, so I really appreciate it. Guys, congratulations on Saipan. It is so wonderful, and I can't wait for everyone in Ireland to watch it. Thanks so much for taking the time for chatting to me today.
Cheers, Dave. Thank you.
See you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.